myself, basically.
But we'll see. Well, yeah. I mean, a bookmaker's would only take money off me, and I'd never win it back, so I don't bother. Charles, thanks for your call. Trev in Lancashire. Hello, Trev. Hi, Trev. Go ahead.
I'm just to say, I'm so glad I didn't go down today to London. The tubes are a nightmare to start off with, and I went down to watch the Arsenal game. 7-1, that was horrible. But I would just like to stick up for Steve Keane.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, he's getting a lot of negative press. But as you say, it's the players. Yakubu had not had his Weetabix this morning, and it definitely showed. I mean, I bumped into Steve Keane in Greg's, and he was having a chicken bake, or it could have been a steak bake, but I just said, look, it's not your fault, really. It's the players at the end of the day.
Well, it's never exclusively the manager's fault, and it's never exclusively the player's fault. But today, I felt Blackburn weren't set up to get anything out of this game. Unless it was, you know, a desperate defensive battle to gain a point at 0-0.
I don't know about that first goal either. Did that cross the line?
It did. Yes, it did.
I mean, I've got a pretty strong prescription, but I don't think that passed the line. I mean, goal line technology is a must.
I know. You're absolutely right. I agree about that, but it did go over the line. It was a good foot. It was a good foot over there.
I'll have to watch Match of the Day later.
And I'll be... Look, don't, because it'll be painful. I mean, if you have to sit through another 10 minutes of this Blackburn display, honest to goodness, it was awful.
Well, I really hope they can stay up, though. I really hope they do.
Trev, I don't see it. Where are the points going to come from?
You know, I'm sure they will.
Well, you know, for your sake, I hope they do. But Wigan at home, Chelsea away. I think it's just impossible.
I still believe.
Well, okay, you keep to that belief, Trev. Let's move on to Robert in Darlaston.